courage or wanting something and not necessarily going for it, I think it's a nice place to start from. The thing that I would like to share is that some of you already know, and I've been talking about it already, but I've just moved to the countryside in Italy, and there's a little community living there. We've just created a dance studio, and the intention behind this place is to offer an opportunity to dance to the company, but also for a place where, you know, research and dancing and different disciplines can come and find their way to come out, to exist in the world. It's a kind of an isolated place, but easy enough to get access to. There's a dance studio as a month with a dance floor in the process of getting built, and I guess this is a place for me to open the possibility for people that are inspired of organizing things or doing residencies or wanting to spend time in nature, even wanting to work on a farm that has got cows and different animals, orchards, and we grow vegetables as well, to come and share what we have. This is somehow the philosophy that is standing behind the place, has been a place that has been shared with people for 25 years. It's got political involvement in the sense of being really alternative, going against the system with alternative ways of economics, hosting people that don't have houses, working with people with mental health issues, people that have been transitioning from prisons into integration into working life or society, and it's been a place that has fostered many things, and now it's also the phase of fostering an artistic side to it. There's been kids learning, spending nature, working in nature with animals and the elements, the earth and wood and all of that. And I'm super excited that I'm part of this project that has become my life, and I think this is a beautiful opportunity to open the container around this farm.
How big is the dance studio?
So at the moment it's 90 square meters, and there's going to be another one of about 410.
Watch me.
Wow.
Watch.
Not again. Something else. I don't know how to translate that in the district.
And where is it?
It's close to, it's in between Parma and Cinque Terre. So it's somehow, it's close, it's an hour drive from the seaside. There's lovely mountains, there's a beautiful river, not on the property, but not too far away from the property. And there's lovely woods in the surroundings.